Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from just off the historic square in McKinney, deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas. I've got a great pairing for you coming up today. I am pairing a Hennessy Sweet Maduro with Russell Reserve 10-year Kentucky Straight Bourbon. I think it's going to be a great one, so let's pop the cork, cut the stick, and get to toasting. Now, the Hennessy Sweet Maduro is a dark Maduro brown. It is a Toro 6x52 on the ring gauge. The filler is Honduran and Dominican. The binder is Indonesian. And the wrapper is a Maduro 2000. Visually, it is dark brown. It's a very well-constructed stick, tight seams, minimal veining, and a triple cap. On the nose, I get leather, cedar, kind of a hint of pepper, and then a good creamy tobacco. So let's go ahead and give it a cut and test the cold draw. Now on the cold draw, I get kind of a creamy tobacco, cedar, some leather, and maybe just a hint of cherries. It's got a really good draw to it, just the right amount of resistance. Now, Russell's Reserve 10-year is a Kentucky straight bourbon. It is distilled and bottled by Wild Turkey. It's 45% alcohol by volume, so 90 proof. And it's got a mash bill of 75% corn, 13% rye, 12% malted barley. Let's pop the cork. As you can see, it has a very beautiful copper, dark copper to even a bronzy color. Very beautiful in the glass, got a nice viscosity. On the nose, I'm getting vanilla, toffee, cherries, sweetness, and a subtle earthiness. It's a good smelling whiskey. On the palate, I'm getting, carrying over from the nose, I'm getting cherries, vanilla, the taste of simple syrup, and leather. It's my first time trying Russell's, and this is a very good Kentucky straight whiskey. Let's put the fire to it, see how it toasts. Right away, as you can probably tell, there's a great volume of smoke coming off this stick. I'm getting an earthiness, some cashews. A wood, maybe something along the lines of oak as opposed to cedar. And black pepper. Let's try these together. Those are melding very well together right away. And and these are going very well together. I'm going to go ahead and burn this down to the halfway mark and then come back and give you an update. Hey Stoners, I'm back. We are getting to about the halfway mark here, and we've got the earth and the woodiness has remained, but you can bring in a hint of tartness, like citrus. Not the flavor, just the pucker, I guess you would say. And then pepper. This has been a very good stick, and it is melding very well with the Russell's Reserve 10-year. I'm going to have to fill this glass up again. I'll come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey Stoners, I'm back. We are almost down to the nub, and the glass is empty. This was a great pairing. Flavors meld very well together. The Hennessy is a great stick if you're looking for a special gift that's a little out there. This would be it, because as I've said before, they roll these when you order them, so it's a really great way to have a special gift. And the Russell's Reserve is a wonderful spirit. These went very well together. They are excellent individually. I would give the stick 4.8 out of 5 matchsticks. I would give the Weller's or the Russell's Special Reserve a 4.9 out of 5 whiskey stones. I think you could not go wrong with these two together. Be sure to hit like, subscribe, share, notify, all of those things, so you can stay up with new content as it drops. Be sure to keep on the lookout for our next pairing. It will be a good one, I promise. And I look forward to getting to spend some more time with you together again when we get together to enjoy another stick and another special spirit. Until then, keep your sticks dry, stones cold. Have a great day.